Today's reading is in Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 14. Mark chapter 9, beginning in verse 14. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe. Help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." After crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." The disciples have been able to cast out other unclean spirits and do other miracles as Jesus has sent them out. But on this occasion, they are unable to do so. And it creates, a tenuous situation. It creates an argument. And if the disciples are trying to do something they expect to do and they're not really comprehending why it's not working, it can create kind of that feverish situation that makes them tense, it makes the crowd tense. The crowd begins questioning, and so that's where you basically end up when Jesus comes into the picture, that he asks, "What are you arguing about?" The crowd tells him, someone from the crowd tells him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute." And Jesus' response is, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." That's in response to what has happened, the disciples being unable to cast them out. And it's really unclear who Jesus is saying faithless to, whether it's the disciples or whether it could be the father or it could be anybody else. But after the father explains the symptoms, he begs for help. He's continuing to look for help. And he says to Jesus, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Now I'm going to give the father some benefit of the doubt. He's already watched disciples that probably stated, "Yes, we can take care of it. Yes, we can handle this. We can do this." And then we're unable. So I'm going to give him a little benefit of the doubt here when he says, "If you can do anything." You know, at this point, there's been a little bit of doubt stirred up because of the inability of the disciples to get the job done. Jesus responds maybe in a sarcastic way, maybe sort of, incredulous at this statement, but saying, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." It's not the power of God nor the power of Jesus that's in question. They have complete power over all things that they choose to do, what that is their will to do. The Father seems to understand the statement, "All things are possible for one who believes," because he cries out and says, "I believe, help my unbelief." I have often felt like this man's statement is one that you and I could make at almost any given time. We recognize that we believe. Obviously we believe because we're followers of God. We're reading his word. We're studying it. We're trying to live our life according to it. But we also realize that there's a whole lot of growth that needs to be taking place. We are certainly not where we need to be or want to be or should be. And so, yes, please help my unbelief. Help me overcome the doubt. Help me overcome the misunderstanding. Help me overcome my own limitations. So he believes the statement that Jesus says, "All things are possible for God, from God, for one who believes," But then he realizes his faith might be insufficient. And so he's asking for help. He cries out for help. And maybe he's afraid that his son won't be healed simply because of his own limitation, which would be a terrible thing for a father to accept when they desperately want their child to be free of this torment and danger that they're in constantly. Now, the result is that Jesus commands that spirit to come out and never enter him again. And it does. It convulses the boy and then leaves him looking like a corpse, everybody thinking he's dead. But of course, you have the creator of the universe. You have the master of life itself takes his hand and lifts him up. Of course, he's alive. Jesus has the power over life and death itself. So I recognize a couple of things in this situation. First, I don't think Jesus liked the arguing that was going on. That's kind of his statement in the beginning. I don't think Jesus liked the doubt that was stirred up. But then again, I tend to think that this was a situation that was there in order to create faith and overcome doubt. So just kind of keep those two thoughts in mind. The third is that when we want to believe and when we want to seek God out, when we want to be followers, Jesus will help us. And that's what he did with this father. The man said, "Help my unbelief," and Jesus did. Jesus cast out this unclean spirit. But then the questions come from his disciples. Why couldn't we cast it out? Verse 28. And he said, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer," and your version may also say, "and fasting." Now, I want to point out something else interesting is that Mark is the one that includes this section where the man says, "I believe, help my unbelief." If you go to Matthew's account in Matthew chapter 17, that's not recorded. Matthew focuses more on the disciples, and Mark focuses more on the man. And so while in Mark, the answer of Jesus is this kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer, Matthew records in verse 20 of chapter 17, "Because of your little faith, for truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." That was his answer to why couldn't we cast it out. So the situation, I think, is important to realize that there are many things going on within this story that we can put together when we combine the accounts, and we see that there were issues that the disciples needed to deal with, there were issues that the father needed to deal with, and they needed to show to the crowd that even though this was something difficult, that with God it could get done. And so just, you know, additional thoughts for us to meditate a little bit on today. But thinking about ourselves, you know, we follow Jesus because we believe. We're not doing this reading, we're not doing this devotional as unbelievers. We do believe. But we also realize that we fall short, we sin, we sometimes neglect our spiritual growth, sometimes we neglect to do that which is right and good. And so we need to be honest with ourselves and humble enough to recognize our weaknesses and ask God for help. We need to essentially say, "Help my unbelief." And I think that's what we need to pray for today. We need to pray to God, "I believe, help my unbelief. Help me overcome my limitations." Thank you for listening today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.